You've worked with CBS and Turner, obviously, for many years. When you first heard this was in the works, what was your reaction?
Hallelujah. I thought it was great. I thought it was the meeting of two perfect companies in terms of their interest in basketball, the way they had covered it, respectively, the college and the pro game. Selfishly, I mean, I worked for one and admire so much my CBS years, and I joined CBS and Turner the same exact year, full-time. So they've kind of gone parallel with all these years, and I've always thought that this would be a great marriage. And sure enough, here we are, which is astounding in this day and age. You get this big entity over here in Turner and over here in CBS and make them work.
They've expanded the field some this year. They're, you know, staggering the starts, you know, this year, which is different for the viewer. But is it different for you as the broadcaster, or is the process generally, do you think, going to be the same for you of traveling to a site, spending the same Thursday, Saturday there?
It will. You know, Jonathan, the one thing that's going to be interesting is that every game is going to be national. And I will tell you that we've done games, this is my 15th tournament for CBS. We've done games before that we know aren't going very far because of two small teams, two small schools, unless the game got good. Now, every game is like its own broadcast, and I think that's what makes it kind of interesting, is that we're going to have to really pay much more attention to, you know, this game stands on its own, and there could be people that will watch it from opening tip to the final buzzer. And I think that's what makes it different. Before, audiences coming in and out, we had to update all the time, constantly updating. That won't be the case now, just doing a regular game.
And on the floor, I know one of the teams that you've watched a lot of this year and in recent years is Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
How good are they?
They're very good, well coached, seasoned, come from a very solid conference. I would say, you know, last year they were the number one overall seed, and they were stunned by Northern Iowa. It just goes to show you the teams you think are going to make it aren't going to go as far as you think they're going to go. And I think that's maybe something that Kansas carries into this season. A lot of those kids that were on that team last year are on the team this year. I think they're seasoned. I think that's a team to watch by virtue of what happened last season.
And I working in Philadelphia, obviously people know about the Morris twins.
Yeah.
They had some issues on and off throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they've got things settled now?
I think they have, yes. I think they've got a coach who is like a perfect parent. It's stern enough to make sure that everything is correct, understanding enough to know that these are two kids, and like every kid going through growing pains, long way from home, idolized on campus. I think they've got the right coach for those kids. I think that's why, and I think their mother saw that, and I know the two kids saw that.